Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, "See, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way. The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, 'Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight.'" John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. In 1986, McDonald's was preparing to open one of its signature fast food restaurants right in the ancient and storied city of Rome. This would be the first McDonald's to open in Italy and the largest one to date, with seating for up to 450 people. The fast food franchise, with all of its glaring yellow and red signage, would be placed directly in front of a favorite spot of tourists and locals alike, the Spanish Steps. A beautiful staircase of 135 steps that lead up to a historic church. As you might imagine, many Italians were not happy at all about this new development. Not only would the McDonald's be an unsightly blemish on the traditional Italian architecture, but the introduction of Americanized fast food threatened to change the eating habits of Italy, a culture with a rich culinary palate. Italians, as you well know, have brought us some of our favorite foods: spaghetti, calamari, eggplant parmesan. Where's Mark Cadell? He's not here? I was counting on him being here. Not to mention fine wine and strong coffee. One man, Carlo Petrini, led the Roman protest against the culinary invasion of fast food. He started a movement called Slow Food. Their symbol, fittingly enough, is a snail. The Slow Food movement strives to preserve traditional and local cuisine and promotes sustainable agricultural practices that protect the well-being of plants, animals, and the ecosystem. The idea behind the slow food movement is that food, by its very nature, is not fast. In our modern industrialized world, it's easy for us to forget this. When I'm hungry, I can go drive through Taco Cabana and get a chicken fajita taco without even leaving my car. Or I can go to HEB and fill my cart to the brim with produce without ever sticking my hands in the dirt. I can stock up on all the meat that I want without ever having to face the unpleasant task of slaughtering a live animal. In our world today, obtaining food is quick and simple. But for all of human history, up until a few decades ago,
People were much closer to the land and more intimately involved in gathering and cooking their food. If you wanted something to eat, you had to plant a seed and wait and watch it grow. Or you had to go get your spear or a gun and go out and hunt and kill a wild animal. Or you had to take the time to care for a flock of sheep or chickens or cattle. The point is that food does not spring into being out of nothing. It's a process. It takes time. And it requires patience. Those of you who are farmers or ranchers or gardeners know this well. You can't rush the process of growing food. You have to let things unfold. So this is the idea behind the slow food movement. Proponents of slow food want to help people get in touch with the earth and with the source of their sustenance. They encourage people to buy from local farms and local ranches that treat the animals humanely rather than from big factory farms. And they encourage people to cook at home and to really savor their food. Since it was founded in the 1980s, the slow food movement has inspired people to move slowly in all areas of their life. There is now, for example, a slow fashion movement. Slow fashion encourages people to either make their own clothes or to buy their clothes locally and made from sustainable materials. The idea is to buy only what you really need and to buy or make clothes that are high quality that will last a long time, rather than the cheaper option of buying something that was made far away but is going to need to be replaced much sooner. There's even a branch of the slow movement called slow photography, which is a response to the explosion of digital photography in recent years. Slow photography encourages people to learn how to use traditional cameras and develop film for a more artful and higher quality photograph. So, you get the idea. The slow movement encourages people to return to their roots, to make thoughtful and intentional choices, and to pause long enough to savor the good things in life. The slow movement reminds us that very often, the best things in life take time. I would like to propose this morning that our God is a firm believer in the slow movement. Indeed, I believe we worship a slow God. Our scripture reading from 2 Peter says this: "Do not ignore this one fact, beloved, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance." The author of this epistle is talking to a church that is impatiently waiting for the coming of the Lord. They are ready. Ready for Christ to return in glory and make everything right in their crazy and broken world. They're ready, as 2 Peter says, for a new heaven and a new earth where righteousness is at home. If those Christians were ready for that 2,000 years ago, you'd better believe we're ready for that today. This is what Advent is about. It's a season of waiting and preparing. We're waiting for Christmas, for the joyful celebration of the birth of Christ. But Advent is also a longer-term waiting, waiting for the time when Christ will come again and heal our world and make all things right. Christians have been waiting for this for a long time, all the way back, as we see in our epistle, to since the New Testament times. We are impatient for God to set things right because we see the brokenness of this world. We see children who go to bed hungry every night. We see women who are harassed and assaulted. We see homes destroyed by flood and fire. And we cry out, "How long, O Lord? How long must we wait for the fullness of salvation? How long must we wait for the kingdom of God to come to earth, bringing peace and justice and healing love to this hurting world?" It can feel at times that God is taking a very long time indeed, that God is moving much too slowly. But 2 Peter reassures us, the Lord is not slow about his promise, as some think of slowness, us, but is patient with you, not wanting any to perish, but all to come to repentance. Our God moves slowly, at least in our eyes, because God is patient, and because God wants to give us time to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. We might call this slow salvation, the movement that God set into motion when he sent his Son into the world on that starry Christmas night. God knows that the salvation and redemption of humanity takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. If salvation were a meal, it would be a stew that simmers in the kitchen of an old Italian grandmother for days, not a happy meal that's hastily tossed out of the drive-through window. And so we are called to be patient as God is patient, because as 2 Peter says, the patience of the Lord is salvation. God does move slowly, but that is good news. Slow salvation gives us time to repent and to prepare our hearts for the coming of Christ. Slow salvation can be savored. Like slow food or slow fashion or slow photography, ultimately, slow salvation is more rich, more beautiful, and more real than the quick fix. So this Advent, let's pay attention to the ways God's slow salvation is unfolding around us, and let's savor it. Amen.